Yud Aleph Shvat, Sunday the 12th of January, Rabbi Yehuda Steinberg, Tu B'Shvat Bal Tashchis. This week's Haraway has been sponsored Le'il Nishmas Maras Sora Reza Bas Harav Binyamin HaKohen, Oleh HaShalom, and Mazel Tov on the chasna of her granddaughter Sima Waldman to Yisrael Goldstein, Mitz Hashem.
This week in Mitz Hashem will be Tu B'Shvat. In those families, finally get together, we take some fruit, and we say special tefillahs to Shabeach Hashem, to thank him for the wonderful fruit that he made us. There's a beautiful story about the Leif Simcha, Gerebbe. There was once a Gerebbe Chosid who lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he had a very, very big family, and he was very poor, and the government at the time had an arrangement that anybody who needed could get cheap housing in a certain area. And he was legally entitled to it, so he applied. And what happened was, every time his request would come up, the bureaucrat who was in charge kept finding excuses to delay. Each time he said, you need to bring a different piece of paper, we need to inquire further. And meanwhile, it was delaying more and more, and it was getting extremely frustrating to him. So he went to his Rebbe, the Leif Simcha, the Rebbe, and the Rebbe gave him a bracha, they should have a tzlocha straight away, and the Rebbe had a minug to give a fruit to every chassid that would come to him for a bracha. So he gave him an orange. The chassid, fruit from the Rebbe. So he came home, and he gathered his whole family together, and all sat around the supper table. And he cut up the orange, gave every child a small slice. And he said, this is a special fruit. It came from the Rebbe himself. And he made a bracha. And sure enough, 2 days later, he gets a letter saying, your request has been granted. You can move in as soon as you want. Here are the keys. He managed to like a nest. And what happened was, he was very happy. He moved in. A few months later, he had the opportunity to meet the government official who was in charge. And he asked him, what happened? For months and months, you delayed. And suddenly, You give in straight away. So he said, actually, what happens is there's a lot of people who do fraud. So we constantly investigate to see what's happening. So one night I decided to come to your house to see, are you really financially difficult or not? And I see the whole family getting together for supper, and the whole menu is one orange. So I realize that you're entitled to it, therefore I allow you to have the house straight away. The truth is that the chassid was zeicher because of his tremendous hakor of how wonderful it was to get a fruit from the Rebbe. When we have an orange or an apple or any fruit, we have to be aware of the fact that we also got it as a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. It's an obvious fact. The Yad HaKtana in the introduction to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very marich about this. When we say, Bodei Pi'oreis, we don't just mean thank Hashem for making fruit in the world. We're thanking Hashem for giving us this specific fruit. When Hashem created that particular orange, his intention was that we should enjoy it. And consciously or subconsciously, one of the lessons of Tu B'Shvat is the importance of not being over on Bal Tashchis. If you get a fruit from the Rebbe, you don't just have one piece and say it doesn't taste very good and throw away the rest. But you decide you're going to enjoy every bit of it. Kal v'chaymer, ben menosh kal v'chaymer. If you get a fruit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you don't just stand waste it. So Tu B'Shvat teaches us the importance of Bal Tashchis. Rebbe has done many, many sugyas in the Gemara about Bal Tashchis. It's impossible to go through them all. I'd like to go through a few interesting sodistic ones in order to get the basic ideas about Tashchis clear. It's famous that Parsha Shoftim, the Torah tells us that if you go to war and there's a fruit tree, you're not allowed to cut down the fruit tree. Even though it would help your seed, you're not allowed to cut it down. And the Rambam paskens it in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Vav. You're not allowed to cut down a fruit tree. Most of the Rishonim, Tosfos, Smag, and others, Sadegon, say that Hu Adin, to cut down anything, that means if you take an apple and throw it in the bin, you've been over an Issam min HaTorah of Bal Tashchis. That's how most of the Rishonim learn. The Nedib Yehuda says that the Rambam doesn't agree. So the Rambam holds that cutting down the fruit tree is Deiraisa, but everything else is only Durabonon. It's only Osmid Durabonon. The Nafkamina would be in the case of a Sofik or how severe it is. what's the Rav in Rabbi Yehuda? Because the Rambam there in Halachas Melachim Paskens, if Chas V'Shalom a person would cut down a fruit tree, he gets Malkus. Like any lav, if a person does it, one gets Malkus. But if somebody throws away a fruit, says the Rambam, or tears the clothing, then the Halacha is that you get Makus Mardus. Makus Mardus is a lower, different kind of Makus, which you get for being over an Issa de Rabbonon. Says the Rabbi Yehuda, you see from the Rambam, that he argues with the Vishnu that if we go Machlekes Rishonim, if Baal Tashchis, or not cut down a fruit tree, normal Baal Tashchis, fruit trees would be devised according to everybody, but other Baal Tashchis, according to the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambam holds is only the Rabbonon. The Menachas Chinuch argues, and he says that even according to the Rambam, it's devised. And Menachas Chinuch says that the Rambam has a shitta that anything which isn't said beforeish in the posuk, even if it is minhatera, one only gets makas mardus. And therefore, if it's be a sophic, it would just be also just the same. The fact that Rambam says only makas mardus is only because something which is not clearly stated in the posuk, one doesn't get makas mardus for. The Netziv brings a Sifri. The Sifri in Parsha Shoftim says that it's a kal v'chomer. If cutting down a fruit tree which doesn't have any fruit on it, one is even issa min hatera, kal v'chomer getting rid of a fruit itself, because a tree only has the potential to bring fruit. A fruit itself is even more precious; it's already the fruit there. But the Sifri finishes off that ein onshin min hadin. We never give a punishment from a kal v'chomer. So according to the Sifri, it's also awesome in HaTorah, but in Anshin HaDin. So he says, also in the Sifri argues, and says, according to everybody, it's Min HaTorah. Now there's no sophic about it. So Rabbi Machlokes, whether there's a shitta that holds Baal Tashchis as the Rabbanon, the Pashtus Baal Tashchis is Deiraisa. One of the most famous Gemoras about Baal Tashchis is the Gemor in Bava Kama. Gemor in Bava Kama, Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, tells us that one's not allowed to cut down the fruit tree. That the Gemor gives certain colors. One color the Gemara brings is if the tree cannot produce a reasonable amount of fruit, a calf for a certain kind of tree. The Gemara gives different measurements. The Gemara says another heter, that if the tree is worth more as wood than it is as a tree, for example for firewood or to build with it, then one is allowed to cut it down. And the third heter the Gemara brings there is that if it causes damage, let's say a person has a tree next to a vineyard, and the vineyard's getting affected by the tree, one is allowed to cut it down. The Rosh brings down the whole sugya, and he paskens the Hu'adin. If one has a tree next to one's house, and it's blocking the sunlight, or a person wants to extend, one is allowed to cut down the tree. But then the Gemara says the following statement. Rav Chanina said, I had a son called Shivchas, Tzadik, and the only reason he died was because he cut down a fig tree. He cut down a fig tree and he died. So the Yaivetz, the Shai Zeshuvah's Yaivetz, he comes and he says like this, what kind of tree did the son of Chanina Shivchas, what kind of tree did he cut down? Was it a tree that he was allowed to, because let's say it wasn't growing fruit or was causing damage to the vineyard, or was it a tree that he was forbidden to? Says the Yaivetz, of course it was a tree that he was allowed to cut down. Because if he cut down the tree which he was forbidden, he was even issa min hatera. He went and did a laugh. He would deserve malchus if Beis would have Eidev Asor. How can the Chanina say, you know, my son only died because he cut down a fig tree? Well, if he cut down a fig tree, of course, that's what he deserves. So Elamai, we're talking about a tree which one is permitted to cut down. But even so, Chanina said that he shouldn't have cut it down. Hawaii, see what happened to him when he cut it down. And it will come out from that sugya, a tremendous chum, that even in a situation when one is allowed to cut down a tree, one is... it's a sakana, it's dangerous. Like this, the famous Savar Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, that one shouldn't cut down fruit trees altogether. And the Yavid says, I'll bring you another raya. It's a Gemara in Pesachim, Peg Mokho Shunagu. The Gemara says that those who cut down trees, Einam Roim Simon Brocha. You don't see success from cutting down trees. And again, the Yavid says the same logic. What trees are we talking about? Are we talking about trees one's allowed to or not allowed to? If we're not allowed to, so we're talking about somebody who's being Uve Surrey de Raisa cutting down fruit trees. So of course, in a Roisman Bracha, it's even worse than that. He's somebody who's being Uve Surrey de Raisa. Elamai, we're talking about somebody cutting down trees which one is permitted, and even so, the Gemara says, in a Roisman Bracha, you will never see success from such a thing. The Shadish was Binyan Sion, he's Cheluk on the islands. And he said both these proofs can be pushed, can be argued with. The Gemara of Chanina, of course, he says we're talking about a tree which he was forbidden to cut down. But Chanina wasn't saying that, look how terrible it was that he got punished. He said, look how terrible it was, the punishment was so big. who was over a lav, and he died. V'chanina wasn't being despoiled by how great a tzaddik his son was. He did such a small thing. Of course he did something terrible. He cut down the fruit tree. But see how terrible the punishment was. That means even in of course we talk about the Jewish one is forbidden. But see how terrible it was that he died for doing something which is only a lav. And the Gemara B'sachim, he says, there he agrees. We're talking about somebody who cuts down fruit trees, which is permitted. He says, there we're talking about somebody who, that's his business. That's his job. A person who's constantly cutting down fruit trees should be aware of the fact that if he does it all the time, you could chashon be nichshol in cutting down a tree which one is not allowed to. And therefore, that's not the job one should look out for. Don't become a tree cutter lechatchila if you can avoid it. So he says, of course, though, if a person is allowed to, the Rosh, the Rambam, he brings down the halacha, then the case one's allowed to, one has nothing to fear, and one is allowed to cut down the fruit tree. So we've seen so far, what Machlek is whether Baal Tashchis, general Baal Tashchis is the Raisa the Rabbanon, and whether cutting down a tree which has got no fruit is permitted or forbidden. There's another big shayla which brought down in the Poskim, which is also in the Ge'ah, is the shayla, is the Baal Tashchis by Hefka? If there would be no Baal Tashchis by Hefka, one would have a very easy solution to all fruit trees. Just be Mafka the fruit tree. And then what would be potter for the Issa Baal Tashchis? So if a person has something it doesn't want, it could be over just a simple solution, be mafkut, and then that would be the heter. The Hal Tzvi, Tzvi Pesach Vang, talks about this. And he brings two strong rayas, he says, that there's no Issa Baal Tashchis in Hefka. One is a very, very interesting raya. It's a Mishnah in Midas. The Mishnah in Midas tells us that the Nevi'im would stand around the Beis HaMikdosh to guard the Beis HaMikdosh. Like in Buckingham Palace, you have the covert of the Queen, I have the Lelef Abdolis, the covert of the Beis HaMikdosh that would stand around and watch over the Beis HaMikdosh. And what would happen? They'd have to stand there all night as well. So there was somebody who had a job called the Ishar HaBais, he was in charge. And what he would do was he would walk around and he would greet every Levi. And if the Levi would not answer, that would be a sign that the Levi was dozing off. So what he would do is he would call him out louder. Eventually, if the Levi was deeply asleep, the Ishar HaBais would light his clothes on fire. He had a torch with him in the middle of the night, it was dark. So he would light his clothes on fire. And everybody would hear the screams and they would say that was a Levi that fell asleep. And the Rosh there asks the question, how can that be? What about the Issa of Baal Tashchis? You destroy good clothes. And answers the Rosh, Hefka based on Hefka. That is something based on Mafka, the clothes, and therefore there's no Issa Baal Tashchis. There's another interesting raya. Another interesting raya is that Rashi and Devorim brings this also Sifri, that Klal Yisrael, they destroyed the country of Sichon, 60 walled cities, they destroyed huge parts of land. And the Pasuk says that when they took all the spoils, the Pasuk says that they took Bazoz Lulon with a double zain. We took for spoils and for loot everything that Sichon owned. Then they came to Oig, and the Pasuk says there that what they took from Oig, Bazoz Lulon. Bazoz Lulon means, Rashi is a different word, Lashon Bizoyon, not Lashon Bizo. Lashon Bizoyon, they disgraced it. Rashi says they became so wealthy from conquering Sichon, by the time they came to Oig, they weren't interested in Oig's possessions. So Rashi there says, this is a free, they went around tearing up the clothes, destroying everything, except for silver and gold, which was very precious, that they kept. But everything less than that they got rid of, they destroyed. And the question is again, what about the Issa of Baal Tashchis? Even if it's not yours, you don't have to take it, but why destroy it? It's the Issa of Baal Tashchis. So from here we have lechere two rayas that one is allowed to do Baal Tashchis by Hefka. One can be Madcha, the two rayas. That the Rishonim use the Lashon of Hefka based in Hefka in a shtickler loosely a fashion. Because the Kud over here by the Levi of the Ishar HaBais burning it, it wasn't just a Shaila of Baal Tashchis, it was also a Shaila of Mazik and Chivel. And the word is that some say Shain the Rosh is Hefka based Hefka, Chazal on a second, a heter, that one is allowed to burn the clothes. It doesn't mean that just because of a mafkid. Chazal wanted it to happen so the Levim should know that's no way to behave. You don't fall asleep when you're standing around the Beis HaMikdosh. The Netziv brings the Sifri regarding the Bazoznu and the Bazoynu. And he says in Mahalech that the Gemara says that there's no Issa Baal Tashchis to break something in front of your children, your Talmidim, in order for them to realize what a terrible thing they did. It's not Issa Bal Tashchis, because it's a part of Chinuch. You want to show them how angry you are, so you do something drastic, so they should see what they did was so bad. It says, perhaps according to, you say the same thing in Rashi, on the Sufi, that what happened was, the Klal Yisrael wanted to show the nations, look what's happened to us, we're so powerful, we're so successful, that after destroying Sichon, we don't need to collect Oig's leftover clothes and things. We'll destroy it, because this is how powerful we have become, in order to teach the nations a lesson. And the Tziv says, in fact, forget, I'll bring you a raya that there's an Issa of Bal Tashchis in Hefka. There is an Issa of Bal Tashchis. It's a very interesting raya, so I'd like to bring it up. Amazing raya. The Gemara says of Pinchas Ben Yoi, the famous Pinchas Ben Yoi, who was able to split the Ginoi River. The Gemara tells us in Chulin that Yehuda Nossi heard about Pinchas Ben Yoi, so he wanted to invite him. So for years he would ask him, please come to eat by me. And one day Pinchas Ben Yoi agreed. Rabbi Yehuda Nossi was very, very happy, came out to greet him, and as Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoi came inside the gate, he saw that Rabbi Yehuda Nossi owned a certain kind of donkey, the Gemara says a white donkey, which the Gemara, a particularly vicious kind of donkey, strong kind of donkey, that if it kicks somebody, the wound never heals. And Pinchas Ben Yoi says, Rabbi Yehuda Nossi, you own such mashchisim, such terrible things you own, I'm not going to eat by somebody who owns these terrible things. So Yehuda Nossi was very keen. He says, you know what? He says, I'll sell them to somebody else. He says, you can't. You'll be able to, if they're able to sit in Mikshah, the next person will have a job of looking after them. So he said, you know what I'll do? I will kill them all. So no, you can't do that. There's an Issa Bal Tashchis. So he said, okay, I'll be mafka them all. I'll sell them into the forest. He said, that'd be even worse, because if in the forest they run wild, they could hurt even more people. So he says, you know what I'll do? Rashi explains a kind of operation where you can take off the hoof without damaging the animal too much. The animal could still survive, it's not Bal Tashchis, but the animal can't kick. He says, you can't do that either, that's Tzar Balei Chaim. So Pinchas Ben Yoi walked away, and Yehuda Nossi stood down and wept, that if we're not Zeichet, to say Tzadik and Nissel, can you imagine what's been the next last Lavoi? So it says in the Tziv like this, that we see Rabbi Yehuda Nossi was willing to do everything just to have Pinchas Ben Yoi ready to kill them all. The only reason was it's about Tashchis. It's about Tashchis Deraisa. He didn't want to be over Chas V'Shalom such an Issa. If there's no Issa about Tashchis by Hefka, he had a simple solution. He should have been mafka them all and immediately afterwards killed them all. Because then, if there's no Issa about Tashchis, be mafka them. The whole problem with Hefka was that they'll cause more damage. Be mafka them and then kill them all. Then there's no Issa about Tashchis, there's no problem. He says, we see that there is Issa about Tashchis even by Hefka. So we have again a shaila whether one can rely on Hefka as a way of avoiding Bal Tashchis. There's an interesting shaila Machtes HaShekel brings, the Simon Kufayin Aleph. Simon Kufayin Aleph, Nerachayim, is the main Simon which discusses Bal Tashchis. He declares, what about Bal Tashchis where the financial loss is bigger than the Bal Tashchis? He brings a moshul, person has some cows. And they're hungry. No food for some reason. No hay, no grain. So what does he want to give them? He wants to give them some bread. The problem is, there's an Issa Bal Tashchis of taking food belonging to a human being can eat and giving it to an animal. It's Issa Bal Tashchis. You're wasting it. But the problem is, says the Machtes HaShekel, we'll talk about a case where the animals will die if they don't have anything to eat. So your financial loss will be greater if you don't do Bal Tashchis. It's an interesting case where normally we see Bal Tashchis, you take something, destroy it, so you've lost and you've done Bal Tashchis. But here you've got a case where there is a Bal Tashchis, you want to be over Issa Bal Tashchis to save money. If you don't do it, it'll be a Bal Tashchis of your wealth. If you do do it, it's a Bal Tashchis of the food. What's permitted? And Machtes HaShekel brings a Gemara in Tanis. It's a Dayak in the Magen Avraham, but the Yesod is a Gemara in Tanis. The Gemara in Tanis there lists out the gadlus of all the Tanoim of many of the Tanoim Amoraim. And the Gemara says that Rav Huna was very great. Well, one of the great things about Rav Huna was is that he used to every Friday go to the marketplace, buy all the fruit and vegetables, and then throw them into the river. That's what he used to do. And the Gemara says, why would you do such a thing? So the Gemara gives a whole list of cheshbonos. The Gemara says like this. If you wouldn't have bought the fruit and vegetables, so what would have happened is people who were coming to sell would have been disappointed to see that much of what they bought to the market to sell hadn't been sold. So the next week, they would bring much less to the marketplace. They bring less to the marketplace, there'll be less for people to buy. And that way, Shabbos won't be so special. So that's why he bought it all off them, so that they should never feel it's worth. They'll bring a very, very lot to the marketplace, because they know that'll always be sold. And that way, many people will have what to buy for Shabbos. So the Gemara says, why didn't he buy it and give it out to the poor people? At least that way, it's got something to do with it. So the Gemara answers that the Rav Huna didn't want that either. Because then the poor people would stop shopping on Friday, because they would rely on the fact that Rav Huna would provide for them. And then one week there might not be leftovers. And then what will happen is, the poor people won't have anything to eat on Shabbos. That's a tremendous loss, Shabbos. They won't have anything, no nice food for Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, why didn't he give it to animals? So the Gemara says, because it's about tashchis. About tashchis. You've got food which a human being can eat, give it to the animals, it's about tashchis. The Rishonim, they ask, so what did he gain by throwing it into the river? Some say the word is because the emes would go downstream and other people would get it. And some say that because it was the Tzerech Shabbos, it wasn't the Issa Baal Tashchis. But Rashi there, when he talks about Issa Baal Tashchis, Rashi says two explanations what the Issa by giving human beings food to an animal. He says like this. One svar is because nira kebuyet betevosu shel mokrim. It looks like you're kicking, or it looks like you're refusing to accept the kindness of Hashem. Hashem gave you a gift, and it looks like it's not important to you. Imagine you get a chasna present, and it's a picture. You really don't like it. So if it's somebody who's not so important, you either pass it on to somebody else, you throw it out when nobody's looking. But if it's somebody very important, you don't have that option. You have to hang it up and say, wow, what a wonderful painting it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you a gift. Even if you don't like it, but you've got no right, it's buried with Tevosu Shel Mokrim, you can't throw it away. And then Rashi's another explanation is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chos ha-memoinim shel Yisrael. Hashem cares about the financial loss that Klal Yisrael may go through. And therefore, if you give it to animals, it's a financial loss for you, because human food costs more than animal food. Machzor Shekel understands, he's explaining, that Rashi says, unless you have both of these reasons, you're not over Baal Tashchis. He says, coming back to the Shiloh of the animals, where there's not enough, where you need to give them human food, he says, if the problem is near Kabur, Betavosu Shel Mokoin, then you still have the problem. Because even if you gain by giving it to the animals, you still can't do it. Going back to the marshal, you get a gift, which is from somebody very important. And you would prefer to give it away, you would prefer to throw it out. You still can't, even though it's easier for you, it's caused less aggravation to throw it out. But the fact is, since you got it, you're not allowed to reject it. And therefore, if you get a gift from Hashem, you can't just throw it out, even if it worked out for you better, because now your animals will be saved. But if you go according to the second pshat, Hashem cares about financial loss. So if we hear the financial loss from the animals dying is greater than the financial loss of using the money, the food which goes for human beings to animals. Somebody asked Rabbi Eliashiv the Shaila, it's a very common Shaila, and Eliashiv says it's totally on this as well. So the caterer has leftover food at the end of a chasna, Sheva Brachas. So now, he has the option. One is to store it and try and sell it, and use it, feed people. The other option is to throw it out. Financially, it's much easier for him to throw it out. You have to put things in the fridge, to store it, to pack it. And nowadays, food is relatively cheap. It's well worth abundance of produce. But that's why it's about tashchis to throw it out. But if he keeps it, it's about tashchis of his money. Because it's going to financial costs of never throwing out leftover food is so great, he'll never be able to cover it by selling it or whatever he may do with the leftover food. So Rashi says it's totally on these two pshat of Rashi. That it depends if the chesvod could never kabuyet betevosu shel mokrim, that you would have to save the food regardless of the financial cost. Or the second pshat, Rashi was based on this machzor shekel as well, that Rashi says meduyek that you need to have both reasons to be considered baal tashchis. And since over here there's a financial loss to save it, one would be allowed to throw it out. That means if baal tashchis would cause you a financial loss, then one is allowed to throw out the food. There's a very interesting shaila is baal tashchis by a chumra. The Pesukim talk about, there's many cases, but I bring up two quite common shailas. Some people have the minhag not to sell real chometz on Pesach. Even though Me'ikat and it's mutzah, but it's a choshech chometz, not to sell real chometz for Pesach. So imagine a person standing on Erev Pesach, and he has a bottle of whiskey. It's worth about £20. But he can't sell it to a goy, because he has a bidding not sell it to a goy. So his only option is to pour it down the sink. Is he allowed to? We said about Tashkis could be a mamishas. It's a deraisa. And he has a chumra not to sell chumets, which we ikad in his mutter. What's better for him to do? That's what Shmuel Vosner talks about, that shaila. There's another shaila which Dan Weiss, whom the Chassidcha talks about, is he says like this. He says a story that happened that somebody went to Paris on business, and it seems in those days, maybe nowadays, there was no Jewish bakeries. So he bought bread from a non-Jewish bakery, which is mutter if you know the ingredients. And what happened was, he made some very, very tasty sandwiches, and then he flew to London. He arrived in London. He hadn't yet had a chance to eat the sandwiches. And now he wasn't sure what to do. Should he eat the sandwiches he had from France? Or should he go now to the local Jewish bakery and buy bread, which is a choshve, not to lechatchila, one of many people knowing, not to buy bread from a goy. What should he do? There's an issa of Baal Tashchis versus the chumra, of that pod of not selling chomets or not eating basakum. And they both say similar ways, we don't have time to go, that there's no issa Baal Tashchis. They say two ik in the kudas, are interesting. One is that Baal Tashchis means an act of ashchosa, an act of destruction. Here it's not an act of destruction, you're acting to be machmir, to keep the mitzvah. So if a person wants to pour out a bottle of whiskey, because he wants to be machmir, that's not Baal Tashchis, and that is the correct thing to do, in fact. If a person has the chumra, instead of saying, look, I have to be over my chumra, no, it's better to get rid of it rather than sell it to a goy. Better to get rid of the tasty sandwiches and buy yourself new bread in London. What other interesting ride it brings as follows, is that many times we've seen halacha that we have to throw something out because of chashash issa to rabbonon, right through al chazir there. And never did the priest say, but what about issa deraisa of Baal Tashchis? The issa deraisa of Baal Tashchis should be more powerful than the chashash issa bosa v'chola v'durabbonon. The answer is that no, that's not called Baal Tashchis. We see that is not Baal Tashchis. So Baal Tashchis by a chumra is not a problem. So far we had a machlekes where the Baal Tashchis is deraisa durabbonon. A shayla where one's allowed to cut down a fruit tree when it's not growing any fruit. Baal Tashchis by hefka, different ways. Then we said Baal Tashchis by when it costs more, one is permitted to do Baal Tashchis, and also Baal Tashchis by a chumra, one is allowed to do Baal Tashchis by a chumra. This is like 1 minute, 2 minutes for Drush. The Reim holds that Baal Tashchis is deraisa. He says, if you want to know how powerful an issa it is, he says, David HaMelech, once in his lifetime, he cut the cloak of Shaul HaMelech, the famous story, Shaul HaMelech was chasing him, and it was just to show Shaul HaMelech that I could have killed you and I didn't. And even so, the Pasuk says that he wears warm clothes, v'lo yecham loy. He didn't get warm. Because the person, the zalz of a tivosi shel mokim, is a terrible thing. The Medrash of Parshas Truma says, atzei shittim. Why does Hashem tell us to make the Mishkan out of atzei shittim? Because atzei shittim is made out of wood, which doesn't have fruit. To show that the least Baal Tashchis, even for something as important as building the Mishkan, Akshvoch wants us to minimize the Baal Tashchis. It's a very important lesson. People sometimes throw around food to make pictures and things. We see that the Torah is not, that's not the mahalach of the Torah. The Torah wants us to look for ways to look after the Tivosu Shel Mokrim. The Chinuch, it's kedai to see the Chinuch inside. The Chinuch says that the derech of a tzaddik is always to look after the things that he has. And the Rosha is constantly destroying things. It's a destructive personality, is the personality of a Rosha. It says the reason why tzaddikim are blessed is because of this reason alone. Just because of this reason alone, the fact that they look after things and the fact that they take care of things, that's enough of a reason. The reason why Rishayim were cursed is because they don't look after the things. They're mezalzeling things and they're destructive. We should all be zeicher to take care of the tivosi shel mokim and to see brachot from that.